One of the unofficial rules of theater is never work with children or dogs. The Delaware Theater Company is doing both. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmin reports on the premiere production of the musical Because of Winn-Dixie.
Because of Winn-Dixie is the story of a 10-year-old girl, Opal, who moves to a new town and finds a dog inside a Winn-Dixie supermarket. So naturally, she names him Winn-Dixie.
Watch this.
Her father lets her keep the dog on the condition that she train him to be obedient.
Winn-Dixie, speak!
Here, instead of speaking, the dog sits down.
That's supposed to happen?
In fact, yes, that was supposed to happen.
And hold, please.
This is a rehearsal for Because of Winn-Dixie, a musical starring an 85-pound standard poodle mix named Bodhi. Yeah. He obeys over 100 commands for this show, including, as you just heard, to disobey on cue.
What we were hoping for was not people to come and be amazed at dog tricks. We didn't want to turn it into a Disney movie where you go, wow, that's amazing.
That is theatrical animal trainer Bill Berlone. He and his wife Dorothy bought the rights to the best-selling young adult novel to turn it into a Broadway musical, and they adopted Bodhi to do the job.
What my wife and I wanted was to talk about the human-animal bond, and so what we've created is a dog who does things that dogs do in our everyday life.
Winn-Dixie, the dog, is a lovable mess. And it's hard for a dog to act kind of dopey on stage, surrounded by the excitement of live theater. Berlone trained Bodhi and his stand-in, Lexi, to work like working dogs, but with the mentality of a family pet.
I've been sleeping here on stage at the Delaware Theater Company so that the dogs would think this was part of their home. And so they've been fed on that stage, they've slept nights here on that stage. So it's very much a familiar feeling. But he has 100-plus cues and movements in the play that have to be executed. That relationship of being a pet helps us get the working dog out of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, from We Are Working On It.
We are working on it!
Bodhi is not like your normal dog. Bodhi is much more lovable.
That is Kylie McVeigh. She's 11 years old, and she's the other lead in this musical, the two-legged lead, who adopts Winn-Dixie.
You can just open his arms and he'll run to you. He knows what he's doing, and it's just an amazing experience to be with on stage.
Bodhi already has had one star turn in the live television broadcast of Peter Pan on NBC last year. In Because of Winn-Dixie, he has the title role, but it's the girl who has the emotional arc. McVeigh insists Bodhi is the real star.
If it weren't for Winn-Dixie, I wouldn't have had a friend. If it weren't for Winn-Dixie, I wouldn't have this whole entire town to enjoy. And the story wouldn't have a story.
Bodhi is being groomed for Broadway. After an initial run of Because of Winn-Dixie last year in Arkansas, the producers made significant changes, including getting a different dog, which they are now trying out in Wilmington. And if it works, it could be the first production that Delaware Theater Company sends to the Great White Way. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.